Spirit Radio Podcasts.
So you might remember at the start of December, I interviewed a former professional rugby player, Damien Brown, and we chatted before he headed off to row single-handedly across the Atlantic Ocean as part of an organised race. It's called the Atlantic Challenge. Now, Steve, our producer of the show, has been keeping an eye on his progress, but before he gives an update, I want you to have a listen to this, which will just give you a little bit of an insight into the challenge that Damien actually faced. This is kind of the first, clip that we hear of him just talking about his very first experiences.
So day one, tough going. Started quite well, caught and passed about four boats, and then it all started to go wrong. Blisters, healing hands, cramps everywhere, quads, hammies, calves, completely dehydrated, seasickness, constant vomiting. In fairness though, I felt better after I got sick a lot of times. So tried to get some rest, got blown back a mile, caught up that mile again and tried to get more rest and put out the power anchor and got blown back a mile and a half. And then this morning I've been on since 6 and it's now 1 o'clock, so 7 hours straight on the oars, and I've only rowed about 4 miles. Really tough going, really tough going. I can eat a bit today. I didn't eat anything yesterday, but can eat a bit today. I don't feel too seasick, getting the shake into me and that. But this is only 24 hours in, and it's tough. All right.
That's actually tough to listen to, isn't it? So that's Damien Brown there on day one of his Atlantic Challenge. I mean, I think he's into day 24 now. So
day 24, yeah.
And we're going to hear a little bit more about his progress. But, it's just really... You can imagine him just saying, OK, airlift me out of here. I don't want to row no more.
It must be the hardest the first day and when he had that setback. But I took that clip, and sometimes you edit pauses out and I just decided to leave them all in.
Because you can hear the waves in the background, like bobbing.
He's in his cabin. This is a boat which has everything he needs. He's not allowed to receive food. He has to bring it all with him. So it's a rowboat with a small cabin which he can get into and record his videos. And sometimes he's being knocked over while doing his videos. Often as well, he starts a video and goes, "Oh, is that what I look like?" Because he hasn't, he's completely alone, and he's going to be alone for somewhere between 40 and 90 days is what he said. It looks like it'll be more like 90 than 40 because he's had such a tough passage. But yeah, it's really tough watching it, and I think it's very courageous of him, you know, to be doing these videos.
And so honestly, he's
very honest.
Being completely honest and vulnerable with the people that are watching rather than kind of putting on a persona.
Yeah,
it's hard, you know, but I'm keeping going. You know, it would be tempting to do that, wouldn't it, to put on that persona, especially given that he's really well known. He's this kind of big, manly guy, ex-rugby player, all that sort of stuff.
Heineken Cup winner in rugby. It's warts and all, and it's tough going. But his professional training is really helping him on the mind side of things. You know, he's not an experienced rower. He's a bit of a landlubber, as you'll hear later on. But you know, he's going across the Atlantic, and he's not giving up.
He isn't giving up. So tell us. I know you've been really keeping a keen eye on this. There was one dramatic update where he had a black eye. What was that all about?
Yeah. So on day 14, this really incredible day that he had, but it started with him seeing the black eye that he had for the first time. And I think I'll let him do the talking, because he recounts the whole day, and it's late in the day before he can do the video because he's just been hanging on for dear life.
To be honest, this happened at 7 o'clock this morning. I haven't had a moment even to look at it. I'm just having a gawk now in this. So my face woke me up this morning, getting smashed off the side of the cabin during a capsize. And then it was complete disorientation for a few seconds. The whole cabin was all over the shop, all over me. Thankfully it's only superficial, a few little scratches and cuts, but there was quite a bit of blood, but it stopped lively enough. I can't describe how crazy this day has been. So I went from that to outside to fixing up the deck. Thankfully nothing was gone, everything was secured and tied down from the night before. To been out there and just getting water, pumping water off the deck and rearranging stuff and sorting out everything. And a whale a whale swam by, and not only did he swim by, he circled the boat about four or five times, came up at one stage and made eye contact. I kid you not. It was one of the most insane experiences I've ever had. Then swum by the side of the boat to within touching distance of my hand. Now, it was only a little adolescent, I'd say, maybe, I don't know, 12, 14 feet, but I don't know what to say. You know, about 3 hours after that, I was trying to sort out the steering, which is doing my head in, and capsized again for the second time while I was outside standing up on deck. Saw coming, split second reaction, grabbed hold of a handle, and all my visualization and my training came into fruition, and I rode the whole capsize, held onto the boat by one hand. To be honest with you, I surprised myself how calm I was while I was underwater, and I had visualized stuff like that happening, so it definitely came to help me a huge amount. And since that, man, I've just been on edge, survival mode, battling the elements. Nearly went over twice more. Finally, the winds have calmed down a tiny bit, so I'm making this video. But listen, all's good. I'm fine. I know I'm going to tell you not to worry, because, like, don't worry, because you couldn't want a better person in this place. As there's a poem above where I sleep that Cathy Sturch and MacDara Hosty gave to me before I left, both of them independently, and one of the lines is, "My head is bloodied but unbowed," and that's where I'm at the moment. All good, and we'll plough on. Cheers.
Wow, so that was on day 14 for Damien Brown during.
So I think a couple of days after Christmas. I think it might have been the 27th or something like that. So
he has some determination of spirit, I have to say. How is he doing now, Steve?
Well, how's he doing now? He's had some other setbacks. He said the steering was doing his head in. The steering is no longer doing his head in. It's broken. So I think it's some sort of foot steering on this boat, but it's gone now. So he's just... It's row, row, row your boat like a little punt out in the harbour. All the steering is with his hands, which apparently is harder and slower. But that's what he's going to have to do for the rest of the way. His steering is broken, and he's accepted that, and is digging in for the long haul. The other thing is he's lost a set of oars overnight. They got shook loose. And so he's using his spare set, which he didn't train with. So another little setback
for goodness.
Him.
And when he's talking about the whale circling the boat, it makes me think of that film Life of Pi. You know,
yeah.
Where they're on the sea. And he's just all alone, him and the whale.
Well, and we've been having storms here. And now when I hear the wind, I go, gosh, I hope Damien's not getting that too, you know, because he's out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. After he lost his oars, he said, "As long as I have a boat that floats two oars and a seat, I'm going to keep on rowing west and hopefully get there." So that's his philosophy.
So he's on.
Keep going west.
About day 24 now, is that right, Steve?
Day 24 now. And we've got an update from him today. And he hadn't actually given one for 5 days. The reason being that his cables broke and he's just fixed them with a Stanley knife. But it's day 24. He says he's done 1,000 nautical miles. The journey is meant to be 4,800 kilometres. So 1,000 nautical miles is about 40% of the journey, nearly 40% of the journey, 2/5 of the way. But I think he's also getting into a rhythm now. So hopefully he'll make good progress over the next few days. But lovely update from him today.
And we're back. Day 24. Just seen this beard now. I haven't been able to get a charge into my phone because I brought four cables and they all broke within 3 or 4 days of each other. But thanks to a trusty Stanley knife, I was able to remedy one of them today. And I thought these videos were finished, but no, it looks like you'll have to put up with me for a little bit longer. Today is 24:90, so it's been 5 days since I talked. To be honest, those 5 days have been very similar. Trade winds are real consistent at the moment, so I've just been grinding away, trying to get close to 50 miles every day. That's been my kind of target. I think one day I got there, maybe 2 days, I'm not sure. And today's a good day, so hopefully going to get there today. And I believe I passed the 1,000 nautical miles today. Yeah, it's a nice milestone. It's taken 24 days. I didn't think it would take anywhere near that long. But the highlight of the last few days was definitely yesterday getting in for a swim. I can't swim. So getting in the middle of the Atlantic was something I had, you know, reservations to put lightly. But yeah, I got in yesterday and obviously it was tethered to the boat. And it was really clean down there. There was nothing really needed scraping off. So it was just incredibly refreshing, incredibly blue. And yeah, definitely something I'll never forget, man. Like looking below you and thinking that there's literally miles of water to the bottom. Pretty crazy. So yeah, I'll be doing a lot more of that now. The days are getting really hot further south to go. Yeah, a bit more of that. So... listen, delighted I can kind of get back on here and get a message out there. And yeah, hopefully can keep the phone, keep the cables and everything working. Because one thing I'm learning with ocean rowing is everything breaks. So I don't mind things breaking, but as long as my spirit doesn't break, we should be all right. All right, cheers.
Wow, there you go. Latest update from Damien Brown on his Atlantic challenge. So we'll probably keep following his progress. He's got a,
I'll definitely
a bit
be
more
keeping
to go
an eye
see,
on it, yeah.
He
has a good bit to go.
Follow his updates.
Yeah, so if you go Damien Brown Atlantic Challenge, search that for that on Facebook, or also he's using the handle Gulliver's Travel 17. You'll find him and all these videos. I must say, I edited out a couple of little swear words along the way, but you can understand
you can forgive him for
he
that.
Is going through... all of the emotions of life there, and really, really lovely updates. Beautiful blue sea.
Scenery, yeah, probably keeps them going. And of course,
sometimes
being
shaken around. Yeah, and he's doing this for charity. Three charities: Medicine Sans Frontières, Strong Roots Foundation in Rwanda, which is school for kids, and MADRA. Volunteer-run organisation dedicated to finding new homes for unwanted, neglected and abused and abandoned dogs. So he's really and he's getting a great following.
I'd imagine just, as he does the updates and people kind of getting in touch and stuff online and wishing him well probably helps keep you going and rowing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, please God, so, we'll be able to have Damien with us when he's finished the challenge as well to tell us all about it. Steve, thanks a million for giving us that update.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.